The topic of the shiur today is raising or lowering the temperature of an existing flame on a stovetop or in an oven on Yom Tov. So the Gemara in Be'a, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, states that Havara is one of those malachos for which we say, Mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra namish lo letzorech, that the malacha of Havara, of kindling a flame, is permitted even shelo letzorech ochol nefesh, even not for food-related reasons. And the reason for this, or one reason for this, at least it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Tav Tzadi Hei, states that the Torah specifies that lo sevaro eish b'chol moshvo sechem b'yom ha-shabbos. This is in Shmos Lamed Hei Gimel. The Torah explicitly states that there is a prohibition of havara on Shabbos. The Torah says in general, don't do any malacha. And what's the definition of malacha? So it has to do with the malachas ha-mishkan, the types of work that was done, that were done either to create the mishkan or to in service of the mishkan. But the Torah specifies the malacha of havara, lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvo sechem b'yom ha-shabbos. And we understand, and Chazal understood, that specifically b'Shabbos hu da'aser ha b'yom tov shari, that, and this is Yerushalmi, that says, that Beis Yosef quotes, the Yerushalmi says that on Shabbos it is forbidden to kindle a flame, but on Yom Tov it's permitted. So it should be permitted to kindle a flame on Shabbos, maybe even to strike a match. However, you cannot strike a match to light a new flame on Yom Tov. The simple understanding, and it's an explicit Mishnah in Be'a, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says, my time, and what's the reason why you can't strike a match or light a fire, create a fire on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dekam Molid B'Yom Tov, you're creating on Yom Tov. The Bar Tanura explains that it's dami l'malacha, it's similar to malacha, shebori ha'esh hazeh b'yom tov. So the simple understanding is when you're starting a fire, it's prohibited because of molid. It's similar to a malacha. The Rambam says something a little bit different. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Dal Halacha Aleph that you can't create a fire, sherei efshar lahamtzi osama ba'erev, because you could have created it the previous day. And it seems that the reason why the Rambam doesn't say that it's a molid issue, and the Magen Mishnah explains that it's not like a typical molid, because generally molid is something, let's say an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, that's nola, that's new egg that was created. But fire is eino roi la'atzmo el levasho olefos. The fire is not fit for anything itself. It's used to cook or to bake with, but it's not a kli. It's not food. It's meant to enhance something else, to use for something else. So this is perhaps why the Rambam doesn't say that it's molid. Even though the Gemara says mishum dekam molid b'yom tov, what the Rambam really wants is, the Rambam really says, it's not real molid, it's that you're creating it on Yom Tov when you could have created it on Erev Yom Tov. So you have this machlokes as to what the prohibition of striking, of lighting a new flame. Is it dami l'mlacha, similar to malacha, like the Bar Tanura? Or is it like what the Rambam says, efshar mi bod yom, you could have done it the previous day? The Taz actually believes that it's in Siman Tafkuf Beis Seif Aleph. The Taz actually believes that the Rambam believes that it's forbidden, midoraisa, from the Torah, because it was created yesh me'ayin, it was created from nothing. So the only heter of ochel nefesh, of food-related malachos, is if it could not have been done the previous day. But since this could have been done the previous day, so there's no heter doraisa, there's no Torah allowance of ochel nefesh, and therefore the Taz would hold that it is an Issur Doraisa. Now this is a singular opinion. Everyone else disagrees with the Taz, and everyone else holds that striking a match is only an Issur Drabanan. The difference would be, for example, if can you tell a non-Jew, let's say you're fire went out on Yom Tov. You need to strike a match for food on Yom Tov. So according to, if you hold that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, then you have a Shfus D'Shfus B'Malkom Mitzvah, or Letzorech, or Mitzvah, so then that would be permitted to tell a non-Jew to strike a match for your Yom Tov, if you need it for your food. Whereas according to, if you hold like the Taz, it's an Issa D'Raisa, so then you don't have a Shfus D'Shfus, so it's more complicated. But generally we hold, the standard opinion is that striking a match is indeed an Issa D'Rabbanan. So when we apply this principle kindling from an existing flame is permitted on Yom Tov, but striking a match is forbidden on Yom Tov. So if we apply this to, let's say, turning up the temperature of an existing flame on a stovetop, so you would be allowed to do that if you definitely know that by doing so, you're merely strengthening the electric current flowing through the coil. That would be Havara. If you have a coil that's currently existing and you're merely strengthening the current that's flowing, that's Havara. However, if by, let's say, raising the temperature of an existing flame on a stovetop, you are generating an electric current flowing through another coil, then you would not be allowed to do that on Yom Tov, because there if you're creating a current from another coil, a new coil on Yom Tov by raising the temperature, so there you are, that would be a problem. That would be an Isser. And similarly, you could brighten a dimming light if you definitely know that by doing so you're merely strengthening the electric current flowing through the wire. However, if by doing so you cause other electrical circuits to close, then you would not be allowed to do this on Yom Tov. And even when there's an indicator light showing that a burner is turned on in a stovetop, this may not be an indication that electricity is flowing to the burner at that moment. Rather, it is indicating that the element is set to maintain the desired temperature adjustment by turning on and off at predetermined intervals. So I called Rav Heinemann from the Star K, and he told me that in the new electric stovetops, there is only one coil. So we may raise the temperature if the coil is bright red. If the coil is bright red, and let's say the temperature is on 2 or 3, you can turn it up, because what you're merely doing is you're simply strengthening the electric current flowing, and that would be Havara, that would be permitted on Yom Tov. Additionally, if the stovetop burner is a disc, then you may also assume that there is only one coil as long as there aren't low, medium, and high settings, and you hear a click for each setting. Because if this were the case, then this would indicate that there is a different coil that is ignited for each setting, and this would be prohibited on Yom Tov. Additionally, he told me that we may brighten a dimming light if the light is on. But this is not recommended, because you may not lower a dimming light. You can raise a dimming light, but you cannot lower it. So if we brighten the light, we may forget and dim it unintentionally, which would be forbidden. So it's best to avoid this, even if it technically might be permitted on Yom Tov. Now, Gram Havara is also permitted on Yom Tov, which means that you can set a timer on Yom Tov for a light to turn on or a flame to be ignited at some point after we set the timer. Rav Heinemann believes that Shabbos mode ovens are permitted under this theory, because when we raise the temperature setting, the temperature does not rise immediately. However, many poskim forbid changing the temperature setting on these ovens, the Shabbos mode ovens, because even though the temperature does not change immediately, circuits are closed immediately in the internal wiring of these ovens. So this machlokes between Rav Heinemann and many other poskim is that Rav Heinemann believes that since nothing functional is happening right away, you raise the temperature by pressing the button, nothing on the display happens, and the temperature doesn't rise immediately, nothing functionally is happening immediately that we can detect. So therefore he thinks that this is not a violation on Yom Tov. However, other poskim who disagree, Rav Willig disagree, and many other poskim disagree, and they hold that even though what you see is you don't see a difference immediately, but there are things happening right away. Circuits are closing right away. And therefore, they disagree and they hold you cannot raise the temperature in the Shabbos mode oven. When it comes to kibbuy, extinguishing a flame, so we are allowed to extinguish or lower a flame only if it's for a Yom Tov purpose for food. So we hold Havara is permitted even not Litzorach Ochel Nefesh, even not for food purposes, but you're only allowed to lower a flame if it's for a Yom Tov purpose for food. Let's say if you're cooking a food and if you keep it on such a high temperature, then the food's going to burn. So you can lower the temperature so to prevent the food that is cooking from burning. However, we may not simply lower or turn off the flame when we are done cooking, because that's shelo l'tzorach, for no purpose. So for example, even if, so what do you do? If you have a glass stovetop and the coils turn red and they stop turning red. So Rav Heinemann told me that in a stovetop, if the coil is not bright red and the setting is on medium or high, then we can assume that no electric current is flowing through the coil. Because what happens is when you turn the stovetop in an electric, let's say an electric oven, and you turn it to a certain temperature, so the coil will, the electric current will flow through the coil, and it will get hot. And at some point when it gets very, very hot, it will shut off. And then at some point when it cools down, it will start again. So Rav Heinemann said that let's say you have a stovetop and let's say it's on medium or high. And so the light and the coil will sometimes be bright red and sometimes it won't be bright red. So when it's on medium and high and the coil is not bright red, we can assume that there's no electric current flowing through the coil. So then you can lower the temperature. Why? Because it's already off. And what you're doing when you lower the temperature, you're merely maintaining the status quo, which is permitted. But if the coil is on low, then you cannot make this assumption. If the coil is on low and you don't see it being bright red, it still might be on. And when you turn it off, then you may be doing kibbuy. So that's, again, let me repeat that. In the stovetop, if the coil is not bright red and the setting is on medium or high, then we can, yes, assume that no current is flowing through the coil, and you can lower the temperature because you're simply maintaining the status quo for the coil to be off much longer. But if the coil is bright red, then you can't simply turn it off for no purpose other than to save electricity. That would be forbidden. What about a barbecue? So you would be allowed to barbecue on Yom Tov, assuming you have an existing flame. You take a match and you turn on the gas and you hook the match or the candle, whatever it is. You light the grill, but you may not turn off the flame or the gas when you're done barbecuing, because that would be kibbuy shelo l'tzorach. So you would not be allowed to do that. You could, some barbecue grills or you can purchase timers that you turn on the gas, or you set the timer to, let's say, only produce 1 hour's worth of gas, and then it will stop providing gas, and so that way it will automatically go off. You're not doing anything to turn it off. Or perhaps you can buy a small propane tank if your gas line isn't hooked up to the house. You can buy a small propane tank and just wait for all the propane to go out. You're also allowed to hint to a non-Jew to turn off the gas when you finish barbecuing. The way you hint legally, halachically, to a non-Jew is by describing the situation. You do not mention the malachav, kiboy, and you don't ask him to do anything. And when he tells you, do you want me to do this, you cannot say yes. Because when you say yes, you're saying, yes, I want you to do this. You can merely describe the situation. You can tell the non-Jew, I'm done grilling. I don't need the fire anymore. Again, you're simply describing the situation. You're not telling what to do, and you're not mentioning the malacha of kibbuy. Now, you can't... there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chaf He, Saif Yagimel, which says that essentially, if you can't be rugil, you can't regularly hint to a non-Jew to do malacha for you. Because if you regularly hint the non-Jew to do malacha for you, it's no longer a hint. Once or twice, once in a while, when you forget to do something, once in a while you can tell the non-Jew in a hinting fashion to let's say if your light is on and you want to go to sleep, you can say, it's hard for me to sleep in here. You're describing the situation. So once in a while you can do that, but you can't do these things regularly. You're allowed to hint to a non-Jew to do provide an indirect benefit for you. So these are two examples: turning off a light for you, or shutting off the gas in a barbecue grill. These are indirect benefits. So that you're allowed to do through hinting, but it can't be regular. If you ask the non-Jew to do this on a regular basis, then it would be forbidden. So again, just to summarize what we said, we discussed that the Havara is permitted on Yom Tov, even not for Ochel Nefesh, based on the principle of Mitoch, and based on the idea in the Yerushalmi that Lo Svaresh Bechol Moshvosechem B'Yom HaShabbos, only on Shabbos Havara is forbidden, and not on Yom Tov. The simple understanding, while you can't strike a match to light a new flame, is that it's molid, it's similar to a malacha, that's the Bar Tanura. And the Rambam believes that no, it's because Efshar Mibod Yom, you could have done it the previous day. And even though the Taz holds that striking a match is a biblical prohibition, most Achronim disagree and hold it's only a rabbinic prohibition. And then we mention about how, based on my conversation with Rav Heinemann, he explained that how you can raise the temperature of an existing flame on a stovetop if the in the newer stovetop models, that you can raise the temperature if the coil is bright red. If the coil is bright red, you can raise the temperature because you're merely strengthening the electric current flowing through the coil. And similarly, if the coil is the coil is not bright red, it's on medium, the oven's on, the stovetop is on medium or high, then you can turn off the stovetop because you are merely maintaining the status quo.